Yo,
what's up?
What's the word?
That's goody. Happy Friday.
Happy Friday, my way.
It's been a week.
It's been a week for you.
Yes. Yeah. How was your week?
My week was all right.
That's good.
And so are you done with your boy, or are you going to keep doing this back and forth that you know better than be done?
I'm done. I'm done for sure. I've seen enough.
You've seen enough?
I've seen enough, and I've heard enough.
Okay. Or you heard not enough, because communication is the problem.
I know.
You know what I mean?
So. I'm very stubborn. Sometimes you have to realize, like, you're beating a dead
rug. Say it again.
I said sometimes you have to realize you're beating a dead rug.
No, you're right. You're definitely right. I mean, listen, we keep having the experiences, but keep giving the word to the people.
Listen, I said, do not look at me for an example. I am still on trial and error. But, yeah. And I've also realized that I can't do long distance either.
You ain't got no, well, I don't know about you, because that sounds a little ridiculous, you saying you can't do long distance, because you don't even want your man around that often.
But if you don't want
him around that often, He at least got to be there for when you want to be like, hey, get your ass over here.
Exactly. And you can't be limited. Like, it's either you have to be able to control your time, or you got to be within 45 minutes out. I can't.
Where was he from again?
His family's from Detroit, but he was in North Carolina.
Okay.
I just, like, When it's like disagreements, I need there to be clarity, and I need there to be understanding. And if you tell me you understand, then that's where we need to be working from. Not you tell me you understand, and then you have an attitude with me, or you say to yourself, I'm going to give her this level of me and treat her differently because I didn't like what happened last week. When what happened last week was a result of your behavior.
How much work has this man put in, Shan? How much therapy has he done? How much self, you know, awareness has he done?
Whenever
you see the communication isn't there up front, you just gotta end it, because that means somebody lied about doing the work. If they're struggling to do the simplest stuff, you gotta be like, yo, I feel like you lied about something very easy.
The communication was great for a good solid 6 months, and he couldn't keep up with the performance.
Yeah, so his representative got tired. Like mine did at 4 months when she got tired.
When he got tired, it was kind of like, okay, cool. I stopped expecting. I stopped having like a like threshold for what I would like this to be. That was in June. So technically we're not together since June.
But I remember your breakup happened around mine.
Yeah, like,
oh no, sorry, my breakup didn't happen until September. What am I talking about?
Yeah, he still like was talking, calling, seldom FaceTiming, talking, you know, to the girls, like, nothing has changed, but you just need to know, like, your title has dropped down so your shoulders could drop. You need to be in that comfort level. Great. But it's kind of like I saw him trying to trickle in things that he would want me to do that were girlfriend-like still. What's up, Raven? I'm not doing that. If you are saying you need a break and you don't want to be this person with this expectation to call and communicate and be consistent with somebody, you can't have certain levels of me. You can't actually do. And so, you know how people say when people joke, the truth comes out?
Yeah.
So he started the conversation like, I'm only playing, but I just find it so funny how you were able to come 7 hours here and drive 7 hours home for your boy for his podcast show, but you have yet to come see me. Dungeon, I swear to God.
Who are you podcasting with that I don't know about? And you need to bring your ass up here and do that for me.
But this is the thing. When I did a podcast with my friend that I'm not friends with because of him, might I add, was something that was planned before I even knew him. You know what I'm saying? I met him at that show. So I had time to plan that trip. You know what I'm saying? And financially, shit was way better when I planned that trip. So I told him, I said, me driving and taking off a whole weekend and having the girls where they need to be to do that podcast show and come right back wasn't because I woke up and felt like it. Like, that was planned. I was like, and me not coming to drive to come see you is not because I don't want to come. Every time I plan to come, every time I planned around my pussy, because that's what women have to do, is plan around their pussy when they're traveling. You did some shit that pissed me the fuck off where I'm just like, I'm not coming. Then your weekend didn't line up for when I could come. My weekend didn't line up for when you could have the time. So you, when you're an adult, you really only have 2 to 3 solid weekends where you can actually do something. When you're a woman, when you're a woman, you technically only have 2 weekends where you could do some shit. So your attitude and these stupid ass arguments and disagreements that you would have ever so often, you fucking threw it off. So honestly, the last time I saw him was when he came here to visit for like a day or 2 days in March. So prior to our breakup, nigga, I didn't see you. And the reality is, yes, we were together for 6 months, but nigga, I only fucked you one time.
Which is crazy.
I only fucked you one time on one weekend, and I've known you for a year. Like,
I also have questions about a man who's in a relationship who claims that that's okay.
Okay. So,
like, I'd have been like, yo, we need to see each other more because I need some of that stuff.
But this, like, is going to be true. Me seeing him, what I probably saw him 4 times, where I would go to, I think I went to Charlotte once. He met me in Charlotte. He came here twice, and then it was another time. But all those times we didn't do anything because, nigga, we have to travel around my cycle. Or else it's really pointless. Well, and totally so a lot of times, a lot of times that was a problem. And so when he had said that as like a joke, I knew he meant it. I knew he was feeling a way because in his mind, I drove 14 hours for another nigga that ain't him. Regardless of me being friends with that person at that time, that's how he's seeing it. And so I was like, you're looking at it in a certain way when I don't think in his mind he's really looking at what my life is. And my life is, I don't live with my parents. My life is, I have a house. I have house bills. All the bills in this bitch is in my name. I have a truck. I have a truck note. You ain't dealing with that. You know what I'm saying? So when I have to make plans to do shit, I'm taking away my time and money for some other shit I could be doing. And when your attitude doesn't fucking match, I'm not fucking doing it.
That's facts.
Why would I do it? You know what I'm saying? And I don't think he was taking that into consideration, which I don't really give a fuck about, because the last thing he tried to make it, what's up? He tried to make it seem like I was being inconsiderate of his time. And he was like, I work 2 jobs, 17 hours a day. I'm not going to be on my phone talking to you all the time. You asked me this and I said this. Dungeon, when I met this man, he was working 2 jobs. And when I mentioned to him, maybe I shouldn't call you while you're at work. I don't want you to get in trouble or anything. He caught her attitude. He was like, that's not a problem for me. So why all of a sudden now it's a problem?
Because there's a... Go ahead.
In his mind, after we had that last disagreement where he was yelling and his tone was different, and I felt like if I was around him physically at that time, he would be in my face because he was so angry because his feelings were hurt. After we talked about that, and I was like, realistically, I was never going to talk to you if you never apologized. And the reality is he never apologized until I told him you should have apologized. That's another flag right there, because if you don't have the self-awareness to know you should apologize if you're out of pocket and being disrespectful to somebody you claim you want to speak with,
yeah,
talk to you. And so after we had that discussion, he still couldn't take ownership for real. He was like, well, when you said this, it hurt my feelings, even though you didn't say I was stupid directly. And I feel like if anything, both of us should be apologizing. I said, what I said had nothing to do with me calling you stupid. I said, I'm having this conversation with the wrong person because I saw that you was getting upset. Mm-hmm. When I see anybody getting upset, even my kids, I said, I will say to them, I'm not going to have this conversation any longer. When you stop crying, he wasn't crying, but when you stop crying, AKA getting upset, we could talk. And that's basically what I told him. He was on the phone like, no, fuck that. Don't tell me what the fuck to do. Tell me what the fuck you mean. Sir, you're not talking to me like that. I have a vagina. That's crazy. You have a dick. When did we ever get to a level where you feel like you could talk to me like that? So when he was like demanding that over the phone, he hung up because he wasn't getting the response he wanted.
And then he
demanded for me to tell him what I meant by that. And I just laughed it off and I didn't talk to him for like a week.
How old is he?
He like 33 or 34. But my thing is this. If we had a conversation after that, and you're lucky we even had a conversation after that, and you said we're cool, we're good, and you're dry texting me, that tells me you're annoyed or I'm bothering you. So yeah. I didn't disrespect him or anything at no time, Dejan. I was like, if I'm bothering you, let me know. Or if you don't want to talk, let me know. But you've been one word answering me for a few days, and I don't know what that's about. He was like, oh no, I'm busy. I'm working. I'm not really thinking about having a phone call with you. I can't sit on the phone and have a phone call. I said, when did that ever become a problem? I said, that's an excuse, but that's okay. I said, don't worry about it. I'll just leave you alone. And he was like, you think everything revolves around you, or it's what Shan wants. Now, sir, I could pull up the email and show anybody all the fucking sentences that you email me. And all the sentences started with fucking I.
That's such female energy.
Listen, who the fuck is thinking about themselves? It's you. You. Yeah. So when I pointed out to him, I said, you're dry texting me. He was like, well, after that shit you pulled the other day, I don't know why you think you was about to deal with the same nigga. That you're being a dick. That's confirmation that you are bothered. You saying you're not going to deal with, I'm not going to be the same person, I'm not going to act a certain way, is you being a dick. But it just dropped the show. But I said, you are being a dick on purpose, because if you're going to say why you think you was going to get the same person, then don't say that you're good. Be straight up with me and be like, actually, I'm still bothered. Or actually, no, I'm not cool. I need a few days to myself. I can respect that. That is what a man will do.
You don't need no few days if the shit ain't that serious either. What the hell are we talking about? A few days? You got about an hour and a half, 2 hours. Like, get your shit together, man. What are we talking about? Like, you acting worse than a female.
Exactly. At that point, I felt like it was a pussy challenge. I felt like
he wanted
to see who could be more petty or more of the victim than the other person. First of all, I'm not a victim. It's just a certain way you're not going to talk to me. And I'm not going to engage in a conversation with you if you're going to be disrespectful. That's on you.
that's the lack of experience with getting your shit together. Like, that was the biggest thing for me with therapy, was learning how to talk to my partner. Like, you can't just talk to them any old kind of way. Cause, and I never got disrespectful, but I may have gotten loud or overbearing. And I learned that that's not healthy. You know, and if you're still doing that at his age, it means you haven't put in the work. You don't. Right. You haven't had the experience to know that that's not how you talk to your partner, to strategically come up with solutions to problems or disagreements.
And that's not how you talk to anybody if you want it to be a solution on the other end. Because you talking to me crazy is not going to end well with us later. So if the goal is to not talk to me at all, talk to me however you want to. That's going to be the last time you talk to me.
Yeah.
And so when he had texted me, oh, you thought you was going to get the same nigga after that shit you pulled 2 weeks ago? I said, thank you for confirming that you're still mad and pissed off. That's all I need to know. And I saw the dots moving like he wanted to text something else. Mind you, this is while he's working. So how come all of a sudden you're not busy now?
And you on some petty bullshit, though.
Exactly. So when he said that, and I saw the dots moving, I said, and please, don't explain yourself. You don't have to say anything else to me. I'm good. And I just blocked him on there. I blocked him on here. I blocked his email so he can't email me shit. So I'm good.
That's crazy.
And so, like, I'm just like, maybe I'm having too much grace for people that I shouldn't have. And I'm just like, me talking to one person and focusing on one person clearly has never worked out for me. And this is just another realization that it hasn't worked out for me. And so I'm just like, well, I just need a date with no intentions afterwards. Maybe I just need to go on a date with people who want to go on a date and have an experience with no intentions of talking to you later, or no intentions of seeing you next week, and just enjoy the experience and let that go. Because getting to know somebody now, whether you're a man or a woman, is like waiting for a bomb to explode in a certain amount of time that you don't know is there. And I feel like he got to a point where he couldn't keep up with this performance of this good guy that he was trying to push to me. And it just kept unraveling every disagreement. And I'm the type of person where I don't believe men should argue with women. Now, that doesn't mean you can't have any disagreements, but there's no need for a man to argue with a woman. You state what your point is. You stand on it. If she disagrees or if she doesn't like something, cool. But I'm not going to have a back and forth with you like this is an option. And I feel like that's what a man should do. At no time have I ever disrespected this man. At no time have I ever called this man out his name. So I don't even know why he would feel triggered by me saying anything that I've said, only because deep down you have your own insecurities that you have not worked through. They ain't got shit to do. And so I'm just like, and then I had to think about it. I'm just like, all the signs have pointed to, no, you should not be talking to this person, because all of the things that you have wanted to do throughout this situation has been more of a hassle than it has been seamless. And so I'm just like, I'm good. I'm good.
That's facts. Get it over and get it done with.
Pertaining to this topic tonight for episode 18, we're talking about men coming back better. unfortunately, that man cannot come back to me better. I'm good. I don't want to see it. And if he becomes a better man, let him be a better man for the next woman, please. Leave me be. So there was a post that Dungeon found interesting, and he was like, this is something that I think we should talk about on the show. And I was like, okay. I watched it, I listened, and the video was basically talking about men who've taken the time and the effort to heal or be in a motion of healing. Uh-huh. And that men who are in motion of healing or have healed from whatever they needed to work on personally, they have a right to demand a certain type of relationship that they want. Uh-huh. And I agree. Just like a woman who has taken the time to work on herself should be able to demand a certain level of relationship that she feels like she deserves. And many women are having a lot of pushback on men who basically have a standard, have a value system. And a lot of women may not be ready for a healed man, because I feel like a healed man is completely comfortable with saying no. A healed man is completely comfortable with having boundaries with a woman. I don't care what you look like. A healed man is not motivated solely by pussy. You know what I'm saying? A healed man can manage his life before you get in it. He doesn't need you to come fix it for him. He's not waiting for a woman to come clean his house and wash his clothes and make his house feel like a home. He's living at a certain level of adulting where he would like and he would expect another woman to be living on that level and be able to do for her. And y'all both choose to deal with each other. So a lot of times when men are at this level of respecting themselves and having a standard, they're finding a lot of women are not ready for him, for them. And I agree with it. There's a lot of women that enjoy toxicness. There's a lot of women that get bored with peace. If it's not chaotic, they don't want to deal with it. If it's not drama happening throughout the relationship, it's boring. We don't do nothing. We don't ever do nothing fun. And to me, you have to get to a certain point where you grow out of that shit.
Nah. There's so many, go ahead. That's why I did this. Because the women are not growing out of it. Some of them. Sorry. Yeah. Let's say majority of them are not growing out of it. Because the ones that are married might be married in a fucking toxic relationship or in a healthy one. But majority of these women I hear, the reason why they're still single is because they think that that boring shit, having peace and being able to build and coming home, doing the same thing and going on trips and just making money and planning for retirement is boring. They'd rather be out in the street fighting, having a man cheat on them, having a man argue with them or disrespecting them, having to go through your phone. Like, I get it. A lot of y'all were brought up in fucked up ass households. You know what I mean? Like, in our single parent households, bro, that's what you saw. But like, that shit is not healthy and it never will be. And it's never going to be a flex neither. Right. All this, I don't like dating men that got their shit together or good men, is not a flex. You look stupid for dating bum ass niggas. What we got to do is normalize women being shamed for having these bum ass bitch ass boyfriends that they are so in love with and want to keep around forever. As opposed to being like, oh, this nigga boring. Like, yeah, he got good credit and he got a nice house and all that, but I need to be in the hood with a broke nigga. Mm. Like, y'all need to stop that bullshit and hold those women accountable and be like, you're no longer allowed to be part of my friend circle because you're stupid as fuck.
But I feel
y'all let them say that bullshit and you let them live that bullshit. And now it's a whole generation of women around here in their late 30s and 40s still on that nonsense.
Okay, so two things right there. I feel like, you know how some men will be with a woman and that woman might get a promotion and she's making a bit more than him or having a bit more options than him. Some men, even though that woman really wants to be with that man, are still going to feel slighted or insecure by what she has compared to him when he's not seeing it as a we thing. And the person that he'll probably talk to on the side or flirt with is a woman that's not even doing half of the shit that the woman that he's with doing. But because she's doing less, it boosts his ego. The same thing with women who see a man being able to do what he needs to do for himself, living well, having boundary. You're going to force me to level up. And I don't want to level up. So I'm going to be annoyed by your options. I'm going to be annoyed by your value system. I'm going to talk to a nigga that could never do half of the shit that you could do for me, just so I can feel slightly equal. And that's what it be. It be people looking at other people who should motivate them to be better and do more, but not wanting to do the self-work. So I'm going to go. Thank you so much for checking out this podcast. Clearly, you like what comes out of my throat, okay? But there's levels to this, okay? Whether you're listening to She Gets It Pod, We're Right with Shan, So What Page We On Be, Cozy Womb Podcast, The Creator Podcast, or Call Me When You Get Off Podcast, or I feel like I'm missing one, The Real Relationship Rapport, or an oldie, Loud Mouth Stereo with Greg. I appreciate you. You matter. Please subscribe. Please drop a review on any one of those podcasts on your favorite podcast app. I am available even on Amazon Music, okay? I appreciate you, all right? You can find me at Shambi Podden on most social media platforms. You can find me on shambipodden.com, where it gives you all of the episode, all of the books, all of the access to the links and about me. And you can find me on Bonfire, Shambi Podden spot, to buy your merch. There's graphics on there. There's hoodies on there. There's sweatshirts. There's bags. There's mugs. I got it all. All right? And I'm keeping y'all in mind because shipping is fucking high. But I appreciate y'all. Thank you so much for checking out my podcast. I do appreciate it. Please let me know what you think. And if you want to contact me at shankencreate@gmail.com. All right, let's get back to this episode. Around and be around a group of people who are not doing better than me so I could feel comfortable.
Yeah.
And that's stupid to me. And a lot of people do it. Men and women do it. And that's why it's very important that when men get to like a certain level of self-care or self-awareness or lifestyle, it's not that you feel like you're better than other people, but there's a certain level of people mindset-wise that you can even be talking to. Yeah. There's a certain level of woman, even though she looks pretty, even though her body might be this, even though you know her family, if her mindset is fucked up, stop looking at that like, I could fix it.
Because you don't need to fix it.
You don't need to fix it. You shouldn't fix it. And to that point, when you were talking about women should be shamed for talking to bum men who are not doing shit, some women want to feel like the way that I am contributing in this man's life is by fixing it. Because it's so fucked up, and it was fucked up before I got here, and I'm going to make it better for him. The thing about someone, especially for a man, the thing about seeing a man who's not at a level of adulting that he should be personally, uh-huh. not at a level of self-work that he should be personally, if you are at a level of value or respect or can do or motivation, at the beginning, yes, he's going to see it as, I love this about you. I adore this about you. You're motivating me. But eventually, if he is not leveling up through the relationship, he's going to resent it.
Mm-hmm.
It's no longer going to be motivational. You coming into his life and showing him how he could get a better job. You coming into his life and showing him how to build his credit. He doesn't want to be with a woman who can say, I helped you do this. Even though that woman didn't throw it in his face, he wants to be the man who comes into somebody else's life and puts them on a level. And that's that ego pride shit that some people can't get over. And unfortunately, what happens with that is women who pick men who are projects, who haven't done their self-work, who haven't put in the blood, sweat, and tears to build themselves up in a certain level to stand next to her, they do not know how to value that. And so what happens is at the end of the relationship, all that woman can see is where that man was when she met him, when they broke up, what level he got to, and he didn't choose her. He didn't choose you because he was never in the mindset to value you in the first place.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what be happening.
That's what be happening.
Same thing with a lot of men. There's a lot of men who are very successful. They have assets. They have their own house. They can travel when they want to. They have their own business. But they pick the woman that's going to make them look good in a room full of other men. But that woman would never be with you if it wasn't for your wallet. I don't care how many cards you give her. I don't care how many trips you give her. I don't care how many bags you buy her. How many nice dinners y'all go out on. She will never respect you at the level you should be respected as a man with a woman, because she knows she's there for the lifestyle and the look of it. And you want a companion that actually gives a fuck about you.
Yep.
Y'all are not in the same relationship, but y'all are in each other's lives. And that is a mind fuck for a lot of men, where they know they're with a woman that looks good, but she don't give a fuck about me. Let one of these texts bounce. She's out of here.
And that's
a reality for a lot of people.
Well, you shouldn't be with a person that treats you like an option, as we already know.
Yeah.
Like, that's your fault for staying with her. She made it very well known, like, you're not being sneaked or hidden, lied to in a relationship like that. You're willingly staying. Because a woman that acts like that, it isn't going to hide it. You get sick one day, she'll be like, yo, is the money okay? And you need to be like, okay, let me get rid of your stupid ass. I'll see what this is.
Right. You know what I mean? It's a certain way that they'll question it. You know what I'm saying? It's a certain way that they'll...
If you lose this job, will we still be able to, like, live here? Or you be like, yo, get the fuck out. Like, bitch, I got kids. Like, you know what I mean? Like,
but the other side to that dungeon is also a lot of men who are basically providing the lifestyle. They know the fucking relationship is doomed, but they're trying to save face. They don't want to be the man who got the woman that was way younger than him, looked great. It clearly talking to other men, but I don't want to be embarrassed by people that's telling me that's in my age range, I told you so. So they keep her around. So they keep her around knowing she's cheating on me. They keep her around knowing she's have a DMs full of other men. They keep her around knowing, oh, she asked me to take a picture on this vacation that I paid for. And she's going to post it for other niggas. They keep her around.
Well, I mean, I never feel sorry for these niggas that know and keep them around. You know what I mean? Like, you know what it is. You know, I told you we got to have a talk about these men who just spend money on women and are enabling them to act like the assholes that a lot of them have become today.
Yeah.
You know, where it's like, you want to go on a date with me? Pay for my hair. You want to go on a date with me? Pay my rent. Like, nigga, you're not even asking realistic questions.
And they pay it.
And they're doing it, yeah.
I have some woman friends right now who be like, on their post on Instagram, if you want to ask me a question, cash at me $50. You should see the amount of men who cash at her $50.
I hate them niggas. I hate them so much.
While she's with a person.
I just hate them because it's like, when we talk about women and not knowing their self-worth, it's the same thing with these niggas. It's the same thing.
Oh, yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, how are you fucking... You feel so low about yourself that you want to pay someone for them to text you?
Yes.
Do you know what level of patheticness... Like, I don't even know. I want to check some of the men's profiles on IG to see if they have any women that feel that low about themselves. Where they were like, if you want to even speak to me, you need to send me $50 right now.
Oh, yeah.
Because I just feel like, I'm like, do women really do that? Like, when they send a man $50 to talk to him?
When they have audacity, they do. And women do it, too. Men will be like, oh, what you gonna do for me? And they send you that money real quick. There's a lot of women out here paying for men's attention.
I feel like it's older women doing it, though.
It's older women and it's young, stupid women.
Well, young, stupid women can't offer but so much. Older women can offer good stuff. You know what I mean? They over here. They can pay that. They get you that PlayStation 5. They get you that car.
Because when I was in college with an internship and two jobs, and I was in college full time, and I was talking to Ari's dad, who's 7 years older than me, I would buy that man two sneakers just because it's Tuesday.
Yeah, and you was in college.
And drop it off at his job. When
your brain, your brain was functioning at what percentage?
Exactly, but I'm saying that to say there are younger women who will do it.
I don't know, but here's the thing right now, what we got to think about when we're saying this. I don't think this generation is doing the same thing our generation was. Like,
no.
You know what I mean? Like,
as often, but there is a young stupid girl that's just like, oh, I got my college whatever money. I'm going to spend it on this man. They out here using this. Oh my gosh, this post right here. I saw it this week. This woman is engaged and they're planning the wedding. And some man calls her fiance's number and says, oh, is this such and such? And he said, yeah, who is this? And he said, oh, this is such and such. I'm calling to thank you for my Rolex. I'm calling to thank you for this. I'm calling to thank you for that. I'm calling to thank you for this because you gave her all the credit cards, right? She bought me all that shit on your dime.
That's they not a flex. Here. That shows that you are a bitch ass exactly. Nigga. No flex to any other man.
it's not a flex, but it's how petty and disgusting women could be. And it's how petty and disgusting some men could be. Because you could have told on this woman earlier. You didn't have to wait for their wedding day or a week before their wedding to call this man and be like, oh, your bitch been spending your money on me. Yeah, but there's equally the same stupid shit women out here doing, men doing that shit too.
Yeah, no, that's what I said. That I was like, yo, men are out here doing, you know what I mean? It's not just women, we know that.
And you know, like when it comes to like a man healing, I see the message, I'm gonna play it soon. When it comes to like a man healing, a lot of women don't believe that they changed from the person they said they used to be. A lot of women, if they're bold enough to go back to the woman that they couldn't get it right for, they don't want to gamble trying it again. And sometimes that's also like the backfire on men getting out of the relationship and doing their work, is because they feel like the woman that they actually want is not going to wait for them. But that's also the gamble in life. Nobody has to wait on you. You can break up with a person, get your shit together and come back around and they're engaged to somebody else. That's just the possibility of what that might be. And then if y'all do get back together, a lot of people will say, yeah, I do forgive you for the things you've done in the past. But in reality, they don't fucking forgive you. In reality, they still have a fucking grudge.
Mm-hmm.
So a lot of men sometimes don't see doing their work or going to therapy or working through how to be better in a relationship as a pro to do, because they feel like, I'm going to lay all my shit out on the table to a stranger. I'm going to hope that I do get better from this, but what if she still leaves me? What if the relationship still don't work?
Yeah.
And that's why when you go to therapy, you shouldn't be doing it for nobody else but yourself.
Exactly.
And a lot of people get that mixed up where they're doing it for somebody else. I'm going to play these two messages and then
Hey, you guys. Hey, Shibata and Dungeon. Pleasure to see y'all. Can you elaborate on the topic y'all got up there? When men come back better, what does that mean?
Dungeon, do you want to do the honors?
So, when men come back better, this essentially is kind of what Sham was saying, where when we leave, we're all fucked up. And, you know, we don't know how to communicate. We don't know how to, manage we don't even know how to manage our emotions in certain situations. And we're basically what you experience when you're dealing with the fuck niggas.
Mm-hmm.
But then there are times where you've experienced enough of the nonsense, went through therapy, got the healing you need to heal, worked on yourself, did the internal work, looked at yourself in the mirror. Like Michael Jackson said, the man in the mirror looked at him, and you're going to make that change. And you do make the change. Once that happens, you are now eliminating a lot of the dating pool, because there's a lot of shit you dealt with before that you will not deal with now. You will not tolerate. You will know that this is not acceptable. What was being done to me was wrong. I was being manipulated. You know, like, and I didn't know how to fucking communicate. I had to get better at not raising my voice or yelling at my partner or talking crazy and all that stuff. As opposed to just saying whatever the fuck you feel like it and being like, all right, let's fucking get this over with. You know, when you get to that point, you are going to be limited in dating because there's so many women that want that and men that want that because that's what they know and that's what they think is healthy. But it's not. So when you come back better, especially as a male, because there's less of us than women out here, you're going to have less opportunities to date, and you're going to be in an even smaller dating pool, which doesn't matter because this is what's going on now. It's just a shit dating pool. So you need less options of women to deal with so they can disappoint you less, because the more options you have, the more disappointment you're going to go through.
Yeah.
Even though you shouldn't have expectations, you should just understand, like, I've done the work, so now I can spot people who haven't done the work. Because there's a whole bunch of them out here just lying and doing that so they can get into your life, male and female, where you, like, I have profiles on any dating apps that says, hey, if you have not done the work on yourself, do not swipe right on me. You think they pay attention to that? Hell no, they swipe right, lie for a month and a half, and then I catch
you. Lie for a month.
And then I'm like, yeah, get out of my life. So, you know, that's what we mean by men who've done the work. Like, these men have self-analyzed and have listened and actually improved, as opposed to just being like, I heard some people say I can do better at this, and I heard a therapist once, or, oh, I learned the word narcissist. That don't mean shit. I know a bunch of y'all learn that word, but most of you don't know what it means and don't use it in the right context. Y'all just call everybody who disagrees with you a narcissist, and that's not how that fucking works.
Right.
So, right. Hopefully that answers your question. Sharon, you dropped some knowledge.
Everything that you said, and just like, and this is another question, another angle of it. Do men even get the chance to get better? So good example of this, where I just feel like I'm not saying that he's gotten better. I feel like he still has the same characteristics and mannerisms of dealing with conflict. But when people look at somebody like Chris Brown, right, and they see that whole situation with him and Rihanna, and they look at the fact that you did this to a woman, somebody that you said you cared about, you're a horrible person and you can never be forgiven, and how blackballed he was for many years. Now it's kind of like he has like split one. There's a lot of people that still love him and there's a lot of people that still hate him, but not as much compared to what he's making in these concert sales and whatever. He still can make a living through music. But there's a lot of women who are just like, no, he will forever be a horrible, awful person. There's no getting better with that person. There's no room for growth for this person. And I think a lot of people, regardless of a man actually doing his work and being better mentally, emotionally, physically, financially, they are stuck on seeing you in your old light.
Yeah.
And I think a lot of times men, when they do get better and they do their work, unfortunately, you're going to have to grieve the living. You're going to have to be okay with losing people regardless of the work that you put in on yourself, and just move on. Find some other people who can respect the man and love the man that you are today. Some people are just not forgiving. Some people are just not willing to give men their room to grow and be better. And a healed man isn't too much. It's too much for a person that isn't familiar with what it looks like when you are healing, or what it looks like when you've done your work. What it looks like when you are dating somebody with effective communication. What it looks like when you're talking to a man who is leading you, not trying to control you. What it looks like when you're in a relationship that's not toxic.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? A lot of people have never experienced a relationship that's not toxic. What it looks like when you're talking to somebody that understands how to control their tone.
Mm-hmm.
And that could be when y'all in private. That could be when y'all at a restaurant. That could be when y'all in the car. That could be when y'all around family, friends. It's a different level of respect to have a disagreement or be upset with the person that you're with, but still deal with each other respectfully. Still talk to each other respectfully. When you're with a healed person or somebody who has self-awareness, that's going to be there. Going to be able to monitor and manage how they deal with you, how they talk to you, how they treat you. They're going to have boundaries. And I feel like if you're with the right person, your boundaries are not going to piss them off. They're just going to respect it. I don't have to agree with you what your boundaries are, but I can respect your boundaries because I respect you as a person.
Yeah, I don't have to cross them continuously like an asshole.
Right. So that goes all into like a man coming back better is, that's going to come with some standards. You know what I'm saying? It's like the way like your parents might have treated the car, or you eating in the car prior to getting the car detailed and getting the car cleaned. Uh-huh. You might want to eat in the vehicle after that shit was done, and they're going to tell you no. Well, you never did it before. Well, I'm doing it now. I have a new standard. I have new boundaries now.
Uh-huh.
I put in a certain level of work for this car to look this way.
Uh-huh.
I've invested in myself. You cannot treat me a certain way. And a lot of people are mad that people have the audacity to invest in themselves and require them to come better.
Uh-uh.
And that, to me, is not a problem for the right people. That could be your family. That could be your friends. That could be the person you're romantically with. That can even be your job. If you spend time to go to school or to do night classes or to do whatever seminar to learn something, to level up in your work, you're not going to come back to that job and be like, I've gained a new skill. Keep me at this pay. Yeah. You're going to have a meeting and talk to them about the new skill you required, how that will help the job, and how will you see a retainer of that work?
Mm-hmm.
It's the same way. It's self-investment.
I guarantee you she was cutting him off, and that's why he was like, all right, now I'm snitching, because I ain't got nothing coming to me anymore. So it's no loss on me. That's why he went and told.
Perfect. That happens to men a lot more. But now that we've had like an epidemic of female-esque men, you're going to have a lot of men who are getting the benefit of a woman cheating, who are calling their fiance, who are calling their husband, who are calling their boyfriend, because I don't want to be with you, but I don't want you to be able to be happy with somebody else either.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? But that's what happens when you deal with miserable people. A lot of people like to fuck miserable people, but they don't want to have to deal with miserable people. And when you have the nerve to want to leave a miserable person alone, they're going to do everything in their power to ruin whatever good you think you're going to.
That's facts.
So that's why, to me, it has never made any sense for a man who really cares about his wife, cares about his life, cares about how he's living, and you cheat with someone who has less to lose than you, and you think that shit is going to blow over cool when you cut them off. It's not. It never does.
Uh-huh.
It never does. It's like trying to cut off a spoiled baby. It is never going to pan out right. But a man who won't be petty is somebody who has done his self-work. I can go low if somebody goes low, but I'm choosing not to. I'm choosing not to put my energy there. That's coming from a man who has done his work, a man who is healing, a man who won't argue, a man who looks at a problematic woman as, I'm not even going to entertain this. Just like your breakup, Dungeon, you could have entertained the back and forth, but you just were like, I'm going to just remove myself.
Yep.
I'm going to just let her figure out what the fuck possibly happened. Her guess what the fuck possibly happened. But I'm not going to confirm to her this is what the problem was. Because in your mind, it was cheaper to lose her than to keep her.
Yep. Well, I mean, not even to keep her. Because after what she said, there was no way she was ever going to get another gift from me.
Yeah.
So I'll be like, well, we don't even need to celebrate anything else because apparently I don't do what's good enough for you. And what you're never going to do again is disrespect me like that.
And you know what's so crazy about homeboy? I was planning on going there on the 19th. That's why I was like, I'm probably going to be out of town for that second show.
Mm-hmm.
But after that conversation, I was like, no, let me cancel these plans.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
He's only going to get worse. You know when somebody's only getting worse.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Yeah, like, you're like, nah, I can see where you're going. You're just going all downhill from here, so.
Right. And that's probably why he was trying to save face, talk about we're good. No, we're not. Mm-hmm. You couldn't even hold it together. But, you know, being healed as a man, it requires a certain level of discernment and understanding balance. Having your own goals, minus I'm lonely, I want to be in a relationship. That's a very dangerous want to have when you're in a process of healing, because there's so many people who will take advantage of you being in that stage of loneliness and needing to do your work and needing to talk to somebody who's better for them. Mm-hmm. And you're always going to have people who are willing to put on a performance, willing to be this person that's super understanding for the time being, willing to be this person who looks like they have their shit together, but that shit is unraveling. You know what I'm saying? And you have to be able to recognize that. Being able to hear and understand feedback without feeling attacked. Only men who have done their self-work or are super self-aware can do that.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? If somebody came in this show right now and was just calling Dungeon names, he's not going to be like, oh my gosh, I believe that about myself. Because he has self-awareness.
Mm-hmm.
Whatever a person says has nothing to do with him personally unless he feels like that about himself.
Not myself, exactly.
So nobody can do something to you or tell you that you are something unless you feel that about yourself. And that's why homeboy felt like when I said, I'm having this conversation with the wrong person, I was calling him stupid.
Uh-huh. Or numerous people had called him stupid. And he was really starting to believe that.
Like, either way, yeah, exactly. Either way you cut it, though, Dungeon, that has nothing to do with me.
Mm-hmm.
And that's why when you're having certain discussions with people and they're hiding things, certain topics are going to bring that shit out.
Mm.
And there was nothing disrespectful that we were talking about. We were talking about politics and how the government shutdown and people not having their EBT has an effect on what the grocery prices are.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know how we got to a point where him feeling like I was calling him stupid. I just saw somebody being upset and I said, I'm having this conversation with the wrong person. Let's talk about something else. And that threw him all the way the hell off. And I was so happy that I was not having that conversation with him in person, but those are some of the things that may happen with people when they haven't done their work, when they don't feel the best about themselves, when they feel like they should be at a certain level in life that they're not. So they feel slighted. They feel ill-equipped. So everything that is slightly said is a dig to them.
Uh-huh.
And for me, my accountability in it was when I first saw that issue might be a problem, I should have stopped talking to him.
Uh-huh.
It shouldn't be like, well, eventually, maybe he'll work on it.
Yeah.
And that was and that relationship was also like the first time I agreed to talk to somebody and date somebody exclusively without being friends first. Because I feel like when you're friends with a woman or when you're friends with a man before you are romantically involved, you're going to see certain levels of them where they don't second guess what they say before they say it, where they don't second guess what they do before they do it, because you're not holding them up to a boyfriend level or a girlfriend level. So you don't have to worry about them feeling a certain way about what they're doing. And he didn't want to do that.
So the reason why I kind of agree with that is ain't nobody waiting for you to be friends. Because there's a lot of women out here now that are taking advantage of that. Mm-hmm. And the men don't know the difference. Where it's like, are you literally trying to grow feelings for me? Or are you just trying to get free shit? So the internet has ruined that for y'all on this whole, let's see if we can be friends first. Because that's not realistic when it comes to how a lot of y'all are acting. You know, a lot of y'all are like, yeah, I'm going to use this so I can get free food, free money, and all that. And then here's the biggest thing a lot of niggas see, which is why they're not falling for that shit. And then I'm going to give all the money to the brokest nigga and the dirtiest nigga I know.
That's why
so many men are like, nah, I know. We've seen y'all loving on the broke, dirty nigga too much.
But that's out at this point.
I
understand that perspective because that is true. That does happen. But when it comes to me, and if he had taken the time to get to know me and not on a romantic sense first, he would have seen that I don't even be taking money from people I'm with like that.
Yeah.
I don't ask for shit. And I don't have no male friends of mine that fucking give me money. And I don't go on food dates with friends who are just friends with me that's of the opposite sex unless it's like a group thing. And so a lot of times, yes, there's going to be society overall treatment that people may do in being friends with a man that may slightly like them. But once I see that a male friend of mine slightly likes me more than us just being friends, I separate myself because I'm not even going to play with that. Mm-hmm. But there's some women, like you said, that will take advantage of it. I'm not the type of girl that's like friends with my male friends and I'm going to hit you up and be like, can I get $25 for gas? I'm not asking you for shit.
Mm-hmm.
But there are women like that who will have male friends and be like, can you give me $25 for gas? I got a flat tire. Can you come see me? No, that's some boyfriend shit. That's some call your daddy shit. That's some call your brother shit. That ain't no, we're friends and I'm your emergency person. And yes, that's where a lot of women may take advantage of having a male friend type shit. But I was never that person. But because, one, we didn't do the friend shit. Two, we were not like close enough for you to see me on a day-to-day basis to see how I actually have these friendships with people. You were left to assume and judge.
Mm-hmm.
And when you're left to assume and judge, what would I do if I was in a situation? You're going to compare me to the majority of women and what they do in certain situations, which doesn't match what I would do in certain situations. Like, even if I talk to my friends who are male, who are married, some of them, single, some of them, I'll explain to them certain shit compared to what they tell me with the people they're dating or their relationships with. And I'll say my response of what I would do or what my response would have been. And I'm with the response of, Shane, you don't count. Because what you would do is not compared to what majority of people would do. And sometimes, yes, I'll take that as a compliment, but sometimes I hate that too.
Mm-hmm.
Because even if I'm doing the opposite of the majority of women out here, I'm always put in a position to prove that I'm not going to do what the majority of women do in situations. And that's annoying.
Definitely understandable.
You know what I'm saying? But I do get what you're saying with that. And when it comes to maturity, I think maturity comes with learning how to navigate conflict with respect and grace and not age. Because there's people in their 40s that still don't get it, can't get it, don't got it together. And they feel like, well, you already know how I am, or this is how I always been, as if it's some excuse that should be accepted everywhere, like a visa. No.
It's everywhere you want to be, they say.
No. You can't treat people a certain way, talk to people a certain way, do things a certain way, carry yourself a certain way, and then expect good results in on the other side. Yeah. It doesn't make any sense. But I do feel like men who are taking their time to invest in themselves and get better with themselves, you're always taking a gamble that the person that you want to be better with or go back to may say no.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? But I don't feel like that should make you mad that you took out the time to invest in yourself or you took out the time to get better. Get better for yourself, and hopefully along the line, somebody new will appreciate it. You know what I'm saying? That's why I think people say it's easier to leave the relationship that had the toxicity in it and get better and date somebody new. But at the same time, if that old person sees you or they see your life now, or they see your relationship now, they look at it like, damn, why couldn't you do that for me?
Yeah. I ain't never really worried about, you know, the past. It should be worried about the past. So.
But a lot of women do that. A lot of women have cheated on the person that was with them the longest, who had work to do, yes. And because you cheated, y'all are no longer together. You moved on with whoever you want to move on with, but you're looking backwards at what they're doing. You're looking backwards at what their life is now, and you're mad that they couldn't do that and get that shit together with you. You can't be mad. You made a choice. A lot of people make choices and they want to look back and be mad about the fact that, oh, I saw you got married on Instagram, I'm pissed off. Oh, I see you have a baby, I'm pissed off. That's what I wanted.
Yeah.
You should have stuck with it.
Definitely
you should have put the work and stuck with it. And I think a lot of times, providing, protecting, and procreating is like patriarchy traits. Like, when people think of, what do I want in a man? A lot of times, it's a matter of doing. What do I want in a man is like, what do I want a man to do? It's like work. And a lot of men don't feel like they're in the relationships that they're in because a woman loves who they are. They feel like they're in the relationships that they're in because a woman wants them to do something for them. And that's the reality of a lot of relationships is women see men as work mules. You're going to make enough money in order for me to do all of the things I want to do. You're going to make enough money enough for me to live in a certain type of house. You're going to make enough money enough to build this because this is what I want. You're also going to work out. You're also going to carry the heavy things in my life. You know what I'm saying? But when it comes to how do you love your person, that's a man without doing. What does that look like? A lot of women can't tell you. A lot of women can't tell you how you protect his spirit. A lot of women can't tell you how you consider his feelings. A lot of women can't tell you how you show him kindness.
Or they don't. Maybe they can't tell you. They don't give a fuck.
That too.
I think that's the reason. They don't give a fuck on how to do any of that.
That too. And that's why a lot of, I think, an older generation, because I don't think this generation really gives a fuck.
Yeah, but the older generation can't. Not this one.
The older generation of men feel like, I'm not a man unless I work hard. I'm not a man unless I could take care of everybody in my household. I'm not a man if I take a day off. I'm not a man if I'm sick and I don't go to work. When in reality, you shouldn't be less of a man because you feel like shit. You shouldn't be less of a man because you want to relax. You shouldn't be less of a man because your work doesn't involve you sweating or hurting your back or your feet being fucked up or you being 5,000 feet in the fucking air cutting down tree limbs. You know what I'm saying? So this idea of what a man is or what a manly job is, I feel like that has to die too, because there's a lot of men who make a lot of great money, who provide a certain lifestyle for their family, who work jobs that are daily, on a daily, killing them.
Uh-huh.
You know what I'm saying? You work on the railroad and all of that shit is being ingested into your lungs. By the time you retire, you won't even be able to spend the fucking money with your family, enjoy your family, because you're going to be in a hospital bed. You work in a mine. Do you make a lot of money? Yes. But is the work fucking deadly as fuck? Yes.
Working in the mine. Never mind. Let me stay focused on what we're talking about.
There's so many dangerous jobs that men have that they feel like, if I can't do this or I can't show up for this, I'm not a man. I don't deserve to be loved. I don't deserve to be cared for because I have to be in this mode of doing. Mm-hmm. All the fucking time. And the reality is, if a woman loves you correctly, she should love you with the same intensity when you're sick, when you're resting, when you're on vacation, she should be excited about the fact that, oh, you taking off this weekend to go hang out with your friends or go see your family. I love that for you. She shouldn't be pissed off at the fact, well, you should be going to work. Well, if you will go to work, then maybe I could book that vacation on da 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 da. Like,
or maybe if you were working harder, you could put that fucking vacation about that waiting on me. Get the fuck out of my face, man.
It's just like, I feel like when a man is healed, he understands how to take care of himself better. And a part of taking care of yourself better is noticing that it is okay for you to rest today. It is okay for you to go take care of your body by go getting a massage today, paying $50 at a chiropractor out of pocket to get an adjustment. A lot of men need a fucking body adjustment.
Also, you should not be letting this random woman take advantage of you financially. Like, even or if she's not random, your wife or your girlfriend should not be taking advantage of you financially. They need to be kicking in as well. Correct. You know what I mean? So.
Correct. And I my hope and my wish for the men is to recognize the cost of the woman that they're trying to keep or impress.
Mm-hmm.
And when I say the cost of the woman that they're trying to keep or impress, I'm not talking about just like financially. I'm talking about mentally. What is she costing you? Physically, what is she costing you? Emotionally, what is she costing you? Because it doesn't make sense to have somebody in your life that is depleting you emotionally, that is depleting you mentally, that is making you feel less of yourself no matter how much you're doing for them. And that's where that manipulation that you were talking about earlier steps in, where people get so deep into a relationship with somebody where they feel like they have to be on this constant, you know, toxic wheel of shit. We're good now, then we're not good. We're good now, then we're not good. You know, we had a great month yesterday. Now she mad at me for X, Y, and Z. And it's like, if that's the pattern, you got to get yourself out of it.
Yeah, like, what are we doing?
Exactly. So, like, I don't know. I think we all need to change and get out of our way. And when you change and you peep your wounds or your work that needs to get done, and you're able to say, I have this problem or I need to fix this, and you actually fucking fix it, then yes, what you said earlier in the episode talking about, you're going to have less options for women after you've healed. You're going to have less options for women that you actually want to talk to after you did your work, because you're, when you do your work on yourself, you're quicker to see the problematic ways in other people.
Certainly are.
And so other people have this opinion like, oh, you think you're better than me. It's not that I think that I'm better than you, but I can fully see a different vision of people now that I've looked at myself long enough. Uh-huh. And the vision that I'm getting from you is you are at a level where I used to be, and I do not have the mental capacity to deal with you through with the work that you need to do. So I'm just going to leave you be.
And I need people to start looking at the age they're at and start really accepting the fact that they may be the fucking problem.
Okay.
Like, we need to stop this acting like you're getting older and none of this is your issue. It's just everybody keeps tricking you. I met some woman on some app recently, and all this bitch wanted, this bitch was 45, 3 years older than me, and all she wanted to do was fucking argue. Every time we talk about something, she's like, nah. And it's just like, I don't submit to men because I'm not submit. She was saying all the red flag stuff. I don't submit to a man until I'm married. And I'm like, yo, ain't nobody going to marry you with that attitude. I was like, you're not even showing anybody your worth being married. How do you just want to blah, blah, blah? I'm like, yo, why are you arguing with me?
Yeah.
Like, we don't even know each other. Like, I'm just giving you my opinion on how you doing everything ass backwards.
Yeah.
And they ain't trying to hear that. They just want to argue. I'm like, yo, it's a red flag that you want to argue with a nigga that you don't even haven't even met in person yet.
That you was my my recap show today. The old show that I did I think like 3 years ago, where I was saying on She Gets a Pod that everything can't be his fault.
Everything cannot be his or her fault. Like, that's all. Yeah. And like, you at some point you gotta be like, yo, what am I doing?
Yeah.
Like, how everybody I meet just bad.
That's what I said yesterday. I said, I've come to the realization that I don't pick good men. I don't pick people who have long term value for me. And I said, I wish that somebody else can pick a person that I would need to talk to based upon my needs. But I also wish like people had like a stat above their head so you can see what their pros and cons are and the expiration date for them if you found interest. So you can ask yourself, do I want to invest this time for these things? Because if that was a thing, we would have better discretion. We would move accordingly. It wouldn't be audacity, because there would be no need to. You saw my stats at the beginning. What's the problem? It would just be like completely come full yourself. You see my stats. You agree to it. Let's move forward. Unfortunately, life is not like that.
Not at all.
And you're with people, dealing with people, however you deal with them. And somebody's going to get to a point where they cannot keep up what they started. And you have to have a conversation internally with yourself or out loud and say, do I have the capacity to continue this? Do I have the capacity to stay in this when I see these things? And if you don't, get out.
Get out.
You know what I'm saying? Save yourself.
Save yourself.
But yeah, those are my thoughts on that.
Nah, you're 100% right. Like, listen, if you're not able to recognize the red flags at this point, and people who haven't healed themselves, is going to be a long struggle bus journey for you, which a lot of y'all like. Y'all like the struggle bus.
Yeah.
So, you know, maybe you like a struggle busting in relationships and everything, but me, I'm not into that. You know, and I hope to be off one day soon, or else maybe I'll just have to be like, what's the name from Girlfriends?
Who?
Tracy Ellis Ross, and just walk around naked and fuck whatever I want. And that's it.
Good life.
Yeah, very good life. When you rich and you attractive and got a fat ass as a woman, You can do whatever the fuck you want.
She's having a good life, but unfortunately, she still has bad dates, apparently.
Of course she has bad dates, because she's still... Hold on. Just because you have those first three attributes don't mean you know how to fucking pick somebody. Like, she could be like, yeah, I'm rich, got a fat ass, and don't got to settle for nothing. Hey, homeless nigga standing on the corner over there, come over and fuck me. And hopefully we can have a good night. He was like, I'm going to fuck your life up. No, you won't, because I control and I will change you. Next thing you know, she's like, that was a bad decision. Mm-mm. Even though I'm 54 and still doing this dumb shit, but whatever.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And, you know, sometimes a lot of women have, like, the things men say they want in a woman, and then when they get it, it's kind of like, I'm not comfortable here because I don't have anything pulled over your head. Mm-hmm. So, you know, life. But yes, this was another episode for the Real Relationship Report. We may do one on the 19th. Depends on your plans. If you're free, I'll set that up. I got to think of what I want that topic to be.
Yeah, I'll let you know.
But yeah, I'll post this on Monday. I have so many episodes to edit because my week has been so crazy with the office.
Oh, yeah.
And then I started a new Nike challenge with some friends. I'm supposed to do 40 miles this month, and I'm already 8 miles behind.
Yeah, you have to attend the gym or whatever in order to make those work. So, you know, or walk heavily at your job. And if you're not a heavy walker at your job, then, you know.
Time for me to get anything in there. But I'll be in there tomorrow morning. Wow. But anywho, enjoy your weekend.
You do the same. We'll catch y'all on the flip side.
Bye.